Is it starting? Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, this feels pretty like flashbacky.
It does. It's got the what is that called? Deja vu?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've probably done this before, but we have.
We have done this before twice.
But we haven't done it in a while.
We have been on
a little bit of a hiatus.
Hiatus of sorts, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're listening, welcome. I know we've been gone a while, like we said. It's been like, I don't know, like 2 months since we released.
We have heard your cries of help. Literally. Don't even get me started about Greg from New Jersey. God, that guy. But welcome back to The Conversationalist.
Welcome back. Wow, it's been a long time coming. It's been a little busy for us in our personal lives.
It has been.
You know, you've been going to school a lot.
Yeah, so that's the thing. We probably owe an explanation to our loyal, thirsty fans who have been craving the sweet, sweet drop of our podcast.
Yeah.
On the teat of our podcast. So what's been going on in your life?
What's been going on in my life? Well, I mean, I've just been doing some stuff with... the
fuck was that? That scared me so much.
That was an air freshener thing in the room.
It's like one of those automatic ones that just went off, and I was like, whoa.
But yeah, I've just been doing a lot of stuff for the Air Force lately.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on orders, so that's what I've been doing. And then I know Payne, or James, whatever.
Yeah.
He's been doing school.
Yeah, stuff. School, man. 18 credit hours this semester.
Yeah.
It has been... bitch.
I can imagine. That sounds like hell.
It actually has not been that bad. And shout out to my incredibly beautiful girlfriend. She has been nothing but support in all this. She's also trying to get into nursing school right now, which is incredibly difficult. So, but yeah, we've been gone for a while.
Yeah.
We have not listened to we have not done this podcast in a hot minute.
Yeah, I know. And I know people have been like telling, like, hey man, when's the next episode? I'm just like, I honestly don't know.
But. Yeah. Yeah. There were moments where we thought like, oh, okay, this might be a good time. But when someone was available, the other one wasn't, it just never worked out. Yeah. But, we are back.
Back.
We're back. And so much has happened.
A lot has happened.
Miles Garrett tried to kill someone.
Yeah, he did. I mean, on the streets, that would have been like a year.
You would have been in jail. For all of those who don't know what we're talking about, the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers, the two football teams.
Yeah.
If you're not a football fan, fuck you. No. But in all honesty, they played, and at the very end of the game, with like 6 seconds left, Cleveland has the win in the bag. Miles Garrett tackles the quarterback, Mason Rudolph, and then Mason Rudolph got frustrated and tried to, like, grapple with him a little bit. And a fight breaks out, and Miles Garrett rips the other dude's helmet off and then smashes him over the head with it. It was awesome.
Which could have been bad.
Could have, yeah.
I mean, I feel like if he had hit him with the top of the helmet, it would have been a lot worse than the bottom of the helmet.
Oh, yeah. The fact that there was not even, like, a cut.
Yeah.
There wasn't even blood or anything. Yeah. It's pretty impressive. But, like, those helmets are dense. Like, you could actually hurt someone with that. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty funny. I was watching that game. I was actually about to turn it off when that happened. And I was like, oh, this sold me. I watched for the next 30 minutes as the announcers were, you know, outraged. I've never seen anything like this before in my life. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Calm down. He hit him over the head. It wasn't bad. It was bad.
It was bad.
It was bad. But it wasn't, you know, he didn't murder anyone.
Yeah.
But.
And then then the whole impeachment inquiry with Donald Trump.
Yeah. So we pre-gamed a little before this.
Yeah.
We went to a place here in San Antonio. If you're from San Antonio and you're listening, if you haven't been to Babe's.
Babe's old fashioned hamburgers.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I ordered a double cheeseburger thinking, you know, can I get a normal fucking double cheeseburger? It was a monster, man. I'm so stuffed right now.
Yeah.
Like, you know that food coma that you get?
Yeah.
That's me right now. Cause, well, then we had two beers.
And then we had some drinks.
So, yeah, we had some drinks. But, Yeah, so impeachment. Have you been following the impeachment
at all? I've just been seeing, like, okay, like, is it actually going to happen? Like, what's the whole purpose of an impeachment if he's going to be on his last term? Like, that's what I'm wondering.
Well, that's the assumption, right? The last term.
Yeah. Or his...
Yeah.
If he's on his last, like, for his first term.
Yeah, so there's a couple things. So, first of all, will it happen, right? Because, like, not even getting into the fact that, like, is it an impeachable offense? Was there a quid pro quo? What exactly happened? But, like, would he get impeached? I would tend to say no.
Probably not.
I mean, last I heard, they would have to swing 11 Republican votes in order to impeach him successfully. And this is the thing. I don't even think the Democrats want him impeached. And this is why. They do want him impeached, but they shouldn't. If he gets impeached, the vice president takes over for the time being.
Yeah.
If the Republicans nominate the vice president, Mike Pence, to run against the Democratic field, he beats every single one of their top candidates in every single poll.
So what does that
Whereas
mean?
Trump, if you look at Trump versus Sanders, Trump versus Warren, Trump versus Buttigieg, Trump versus Biden, it's at least comparable and close. Whereas if Mike Pence is nominated, the Democrats actually have a higher chance of losing. So it's a weird scenario where it's like, yeah, like impeaching Trump as a Democrat probably sounds great.
Yeah.
But like if they then turn around and nominate Pence and he runs,
Do you think he'll run again? Do you think he'll run for president for the second term? Or how does that work? So like if he's...
I think Pence would run.
But would he get two terms?
Yeah.
He would still get two terms?
Yeah, he would get a chance at two terms.
Oh.
Yeah. But so what's interesting is, so for all of those who have not been following it, essentially what happened was allegedly there was a quid pro quo where Donald Trump wanted an intelligence analysis of the Biden family's business doings in the Ukraine. So that's the big question, right?
Yeah.
And he basically said, if you don't give me this, then they were going to withhold, I think, $400 million of military support from Ukraine. I could be wrong on those numbers. Don't quote me on that. But so that's the big question is, like, why do you need this?
Mm-hmm.
So from the outset, it looks like because Biden is a political opponent, it looks like he is invoking the help of of another nation, an alien nation, to get intel on a political opponent, which is illegal. You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
So the big question then comes down to, okay, was there a quid pro quo? Which is like...
Okay, explain for people who don't know what a quid pro quo is.
A quid pro quo is... It's so Latin for... Oh, man. What... you know what? I'm not going to do this right now. I don't remember what it stands for in Latin, but essentially the way it works is it's very simple. Like, you do this for me and I will give you this. If you don't do this for me, I won't give you this. It's like a tit for tat. Like, it's basically an exchange of services. Oh. So Ukraine in this situation gives an intelligence analysis on the business doings of the Biden family.
Okay.
And then the United States in return gives millions of dollars in support, which the Ukraine needs.
Yeah.
They are not in a great spot. They're not part of the European Union, which leaves them vulnerable. And then also geographically speaking, they are on the doorstep of Russia. And Russia has made it pretty clear that although not technically Soviet anymore, like they do want to incorporate what used to be part of the Soviet Union, which Ukraine used to be part of the Soviet Union. So it is a little bit interesting. Also, Zelensky's a relatively new president over there. Did you hear about him? He was a comedian.
Yeah, he was a comedian. Yeah.
Yeah, he ran his entire campaign from social media.
Yeah.
Never had one, like, actual live debate and he won, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But
do you think that was, kind of just, like, a joke? Like, I feel like not everyone is just picking somebody who's not a politician anymore.
Like, you know, he ran as a joke, but then it got serious.
Yeah.
So there's a really funny video about Trump with that. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
It's from Collider, I think. I don't remember who did it, but it's this skit basically where it's like, oh, Donald Trump said he wants to run for president. Everyone's laughing. It's so funny. And then the more and more it goes along and he's winning, like, he's winning. And his team that was doing this all as a joke is realizing that he is actually going to be president. And he's realizing he's going to be president. He doesn't want to be president. And it's really great. So you're saying, like, Zelensky may have, like...
Yeah.
Honestly, maybe. Like, I think he was a little more serious, but he did do it very unconventionally.
But I'm pretty sure he... I mean, do you think he thought he would win?
I don't know. I don't follow Ukrainian elections. Yeah. Although Russians technically follow our elections pretty closely, yeah, apparently. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, so whether or not he'll get impeached will be interesting to see. I think the ironic thing is even though the Democrats are really pushing this impeachment, I don't even think they want it. In the sense of they should not want it for their own political, like, savvy. Also, Pelosi's kind of been pivoting a little bit, which she's the Speaker of the House for the Democrats. Yeah, good old Nance, dude. I would take her on a date. I'm just kidding, my love. I'm speaking to you, my girlfriend. No, Nancy is super old. She's like 75. But, yeah, she's been kind of pivoting, which I don't know if that's a realization that, oh, shit, if Pence gets nominated.
Yeah. Like.
But, so it's really funny. My mom. So I think I've expressed this on this podcast. I identify more with the Democrats.
Yeah.
I tend to be a little more liberal, but I'm not like a crazy hard leftist. Like, yeah. I'm more of like a centrist, you know, like I'm like, oh, like, you know.
So kind of like Biden, like how he's kind of neutral.
Yeah, Democratic. It sucks that Biden's pretty much the only one I can identify with. But Biden and Buttigieg are probably the most centrist. Like, if it came down to it, if it was Buttigieg versus Trump, I would have a hard time voting against Buttigieg.
Yeah.
But my mom is, like, super conservative. Like, super conservative. And so she sends me all these articles every week about different things, about the fake news. And so just for fun, I'll send her articles from, like, Gallup or, like, Politico or New York Times. Fake news. It's all fake news to her. It's, like, I could send her anything from them and she'd be like, fake news.
Isn't Politico, like, one of, like, the most, like, credible?
Politico's super credible, yeah. It's gotten more left-leaning as of late, but I think everything kind of has. Everything's kind of shifted to the polls, yeah, like, because Trump is so polarizing, you know? Like, it's kind of like, even the conservative ones that were, so, like, the Daily Wire was always considered pretty, definitely right-wing, right-leaning, but, like, more credible than like a Fox News, but they've become less credible. Same with Politico, they've become less credible. They're far more credible than CNN. Mm. But yeah. So enough politics.
Yeah.
Okay. We've talked the politics game. What do you want to get into today?
I mean, you've been playing Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Playing Call of Duty.
I'm so trash at Call of Duty. We just played, what was it, Gunfight?
Gunfight.
So it's like 2v2. We're down 4-0.
Yeah, we're down 4-0.
You got to win 6 rounds.
Yeah, to win, it's like up to 6 when the game. So it's best out of 11, I guess you can say.
Yeah.
And we're down 4-0.
Yeah.
And we came back and got that W.
We got the W. In all of the games, I got one kill. One single kill. Pretty lucky kill, too. It was with a pistol.
Yeah, I kind of carried James.
Oh, he carried me so hard. Does your back hurt?
Yeah, kind of. That's why I'm sitting in this nice chair.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I'm so hot trash at Modern Warfare. It's ridiculous. Like, I'm really good at Madden. I cannot stress how good I am at Madden. All of my friends listening know, I've kicked your asses before and I will do it again. But, no, at Call of Duty, I am bad. It's just bad.
Call of Duty is my shit. I play Call of Duty like since I was little. Like.
So when you play Call of Duty now, right? Like, obviously it's much more interactive. Like, you have live, you're online, and all that stuff. From when you were playing it as a kid, how has it changed, like, culturally?
Not really. Nothing's really changed about Call of Duty. Like, it's the same, like, what's the word? Same the dynamics.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same. All you do is you run and shoot people.
Yeah.
But I feel like in this Call of Duty, there's like lots of other shit that you can do. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of, it's a little Battlefield-esque.
Okay. Type. Yeah.
Because they have like a new mode called Ground War. So it's like Battlefield, and they have those big maps, like the large scale maps. It's like that. Where you're just like in a whole like actual like war thing. It's pretty cool. Yeah, they have like aircraft and
So for those of us who don't know, not me, because I know all of this. No, I'm kidding. I have no idea about this stuff. So like, what's the big difference like between Battlefield and Call of Duty? Like what? Because I know it's pretty like people tend to fall in one camp on that.
Yeah.
Like either they'll play Call of Duty, or they'll play Battlefield.
The Battlefield seems like, I'm not gonna lie, Battlefield's pretty cool because it seems like more realistic. Like the game mechanics.
Yeah.
Like the gun mechanics and stuff like that
are more realistic.
But however, this Modern Warfare, the gun mechanics are a little more realistic than previous Call of Duties.
Yeah.
Like, the recoil looks like pretty clean. Like, it looks like you're shooting a real gun.
Yeah.
But the thing is, in Call of Duty, if you aim at somebody,
yeah,
then you're going to kill them.
Yeah.
But in Battlefield, you have to actually like measure out your distance and like other stuff.
So what about, okay, so Call of Duty, all these games, right? Like the gaming culture, it's kind of like the comic book culture. In the sense of, like, for a while, it was kind of like this own, like, little closeted section of
nerds.
Yeah, the nerds all played video games. They all read comic books. But now it's, like, making itself into the mainstream. Like, Marvel is, like, I mean, it's one of the big, it's the biggest movie franchise in history.
Yeah.
If you watch, like, all these video game commercials now, they have, like, high-level Lil Wayne's in them. They have The Rock in them. They have all these high-level actors and influencers and musicians and stuff in these video games. So like, so you've been playing it since you were a kid.
Yeah.
Right. Have you noticed that cultural shift? Like in the sense of like coming out,
games are getting like more like
accepted. They're becoming more mainstream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely been noticing that, but I mean, like, I feel like when I was a kid, people were always, like little kids were always playing games.
Yeah.
But it wasn't anything like, oh, it's just playing games. But now people are actually making money off this shit. Like,
yeah, yeah.
So it's like really revolutionizing the way games and the way kids play games. Because, I mean, not like the way some kids see themselves as becoming like athletes or playing the NBA or the NFL.
Yeah.
Or shit like that. Now kids are trying to be professional gamers.
Yeah.
Both of those dreams are long shots.
Yeah.
Still, but I mean, now that it's opening up a new path for some kids to pursue. Pretty cool.
I'm unbuttoning my pants. That burger's sitting heavy. So, what do you think? Do you think that's a good thing, though?
What do you mean?
Like, well, like, for, you know, like, anything that, like, I'm not saying the actual aspect of, like, making money off gaming. I think that's actually good.
Yeah.
If you're skilled at something, you should be able to make money off it. Does it take any of, like, the innocent joy out of it, though? Of the game itself? Like, just playing a game for the game? You know, like, just playing, you know, for instance.
Well, that's the thing, though. I feel like most professional gamers, they're not really like thinking, oh, if I get some good gameplay right now, I'm going to get make money.
Yeah.
Right. I feel like their mindset is like, I'm just gonna play a game, put it on a stream, make a video of it, see what happens, and then So they're just playing the game, and then whatever happens. I feel like. So
what's crazy is that like you don't even have to technically be a professional gamer to make money.
Yeah, you can just stream.
Yeah,
and then maybe you can get like sponsorship and stuff like that.
Yeah, like I follow a couple YouTubers who they just play NCAA 14, like the old football game, and they have 200,000 to 500,000 followers.
Yeah,
and they have sponsors. They're making actual money off that, and they're not good at the game.
Yeah.
They'll even say it in their streams, like, "Yeah, we're not that good at this," but they just play it. And people enjoy it.
And sometimes, like, it also depends on, like, if you're also putting out good content in a way, like, yeah, I'll play the game, and I'm, like, pretty average or a little above average, whatever, but
you're funny.
But you're funny, or you're doing something different than other than anybody else can do, then you can be watched and make money off that. So
what's really interesting is, like, the fact that, so, and this kind of goes into more of, like, social media influencers, but, like, that ability to make money off of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not a distinction between career and, your lifestyle, like, they've now blended into one. You see this a lot with, like, people like David Dobrik, the YouTuber, the vlogger.
I don't like
him. You don't like Dobrik?
I don't like him. Like,
what don't you like about Dobrik?
He's just annoying.
Yeah.
Like, his laugh is annoying.
His laugh is really annoying. What I don't like about his vlog, I think they do some funny stuff.
They do funny stuff, yeah.
But I also think a lot of it's staged.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it's not...
It's gotta be staged.
Yeah, like...
There's no way it's not, like...
And it's pretty clearly staged.
Yeah.
But...
And also, like, it's weird, though. They're like, there's, like, this, like, thing about his videos, though. They're kind of addicting, in a way.
Yeah.
Like, the way he sets up his vlogs is kind of weird. Like, how he'll just have, like, one part of his vlog and then cut up something that happened previously or happened, like, later after that. But it was, like... It's, like, so edited differently than other vloggers. I feel like that's what makes him different.
Yeah, he is a professional editor. Like, yeah. It's not... There isn't any of that natural vlog, like, sequencing where it's kind of like...
Like, all right, guys, now I'm doing this. All right, now yeah, I'm doing this.
Yeah, exactly. It just actually cuts to it.
Yeah.
And it works because, you know, it is professional. And he's, like, one of the most loved vloggers on the planet, which I get. He is charismatic. But what do you think, like, because when that, there isn't that distinction.
I don't think he's charismatic. I think he just has money.
You don't think he's charismatic? No.
He's got money, dude. If you can be charismatic if you have money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you don't think, yeah, that is true, actually. Yeah. The more you, because one of his big shticks is that, you know, buying the cars for everyone.
Yeah.
He buys a lot of cars for a lot of his friends.
Yeah.
But then he puts them through hell. Like, he puts fucking snakes on them and stuff. But, like, what do you think is the... Do you think that's healthy?
What do you mean?
To not have that distinction between lifestyle and career.
I don't think so. I don't think it's healthy, to be honest. I mean, for some people, they might say, yeah, it's healthy. Because it's like, you're doing what you love, right? And you're making money off of it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's like... But when how do you separate it? Like,
yeah, where is the, like, when do you turn it off?
Yeah.
You know?
Because I feel like he's playing a character in some way. Like, there's no way, like, that's how he is in real life.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he is, but he's not always like that.
Yeah, there might be elements of that are the same.
Yeah.
But, like, you cannot tell me that, we'll use Dobrik as an example because we've been talking about him. Like, you can't tell me that is exactly how he is.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that level of energy, you'd have to be on cocaine.
Yeah.
Like...
Maybe he has. He's got the money for it. Shit.
He's got the money. Doesn't he have a Lamborghini?
He's got a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. How
much, like, money he has something like 12 million subscribers on YouTube.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's insane.
Well, PewDiePie's got 20.
That's insane.
Something like that. Maybe more.
I respect PewDiePie, though, because he sticks primarily to gaming and reaction videos. And he hasn't really changed.
Yeah.
Like, he never really evolved, but it was because what his lane that he got in was so perfectly timed and perfectly executed.
I feel like most of the YouTubers, like, nowadays, like, the most, like, famous YouTubers, like, the gaming YouTubers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, the reason that their success is their timing.
Yeah.
Like, if they had started now, I feel like they wouldn't be as successful as...
Definitely not PewDiePie.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. He'd be successful, I think. But he wouldn't be 20 million successful.
Yeah.
And ironically, some of the best YouTube channels I have, like, following, are... They don't have a million subscribers yet. But, yeah, the timing's off. Like, have you ever heard of The Real Rejects?
Mm-mm.
So it's R-E-E-L. So, like, a, you know, a movie reel. Mm-hmm. And they literally just react to videos, trailers, and it is hilarious content. And it's these two guys sitting in a dorky room in L.A. And they have probably, like, 700,000 followers.
Wow.
And they're fire. Like, I love their videos. Every time they come out with one, I watch it. Excuse me. By the way, guys, day 8, no cigarettes for James here.
Oh, wow. Congrats.
I know. This guy. But what's interesting is by day 3, when you've had no cigarettes... So you have these little hairs in your lungs called cilia.
Oh, yeah.
And when you smoke cigarettes, Cecilia. Cecilia. When you smoke cigarettes, they go dead. Like, they don't die necessarily, but they're just numb and they don't do anything. And they're supposed to filter out all the mucus. So when you have 3 days of no smoking, they actually start to come back to life and quiver and move. And that causes you to cough up, like, a lot of stuff.
That's so weird.
I know. It's super weird. And it's not necessarily coughing up stuff. It's just coughing in general.
Yeah.
So you get, like, the quitting smoker's cough, which is, like, 3 to 4 days. So I had that this week. Because I also had a PT test for the Air Force.
Yeah.
And after that run, I was coughing like a freaking fiend. So.
I remember when we did my the official PT test and BMT.
Basically, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, everyone, like, because the thing is, the weather changed at that point, right? So it was, like, super cold. And, like, the wind was, like, it was super windy, too. And, like, people were just running, like, against the wind. It was fucking awful. But then, like, all that wind gets in your lungs. And, like, after that, they were just, like, dying. Like, practically, like hacking.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was awful.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing, man. Like, you don't really, like, when we did the PT test the other day, it was probably 45 or 50 in the morning. So it was chilly.
Yeah.
Especially for San Antonio. That, like, I'm not even used
to that. That's, anymore. Like, optimum run time. Like, run
weather?
Yeah.
It was nice. It was nice. But it was also windy.
Oh, and
if it catches you, because you're running in a circle, and if it catches you and you take an inhale, dude, it hurts.
Yeah.
It actually hurts. Like, I was like, oh my gosh. But this one guy in ROTC, he ran a 8:45. I can do it. Can you run an 8:45?
Huh?
Mile and a half?
I did last time.
Are you serious?
Yeah, my first BMT.
Over here, dude.
My official one was 8:40.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is, the fastest I've ever run was 10. A little under 10, but like 10 is like
pretty good. Season.
Yeah, 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 sure.
It's bro. All right.
Have fun with that. Good job. Way to go, fucking loser.
I mean, I didn't say that, but
no, like, yeah, it. Are you in a food coma right now?
A little bit.
I'm in a coma right now, man. Yeah. I'm trying to think of things to say. You know, like, we haven't done this in a while.
Yeah, so it feels kind of like, man.
It's a little stilted right now.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Which is fine. Let's go ahead and break some ice here. Funniest stories. Oh, by the way, I think I should just address this head on. For all of the listeners out there that were disgusted by the jokes we were making in our last episode, we do apologize.
I mean, it was funny.
It was funny. It was funny. If you can't stomach it, go throw up. But in all honesty, I guess we'll try. Well, you know, we'll see what we can do about that. But
the FCC won't let me be.
The FCC won't let me be. Was that Eminem?
Yeah, it was Eminem.
Eminem. My guy. So, what's the funniest thing that's happened to you in the last few weeks? Anything funny?
I don't know. Let me think. If you got some.
I'm trying to think. Let me think. Okay, I got some. So, I was playing basketball the other day, and as one does. And I pivoted with the ball, and I planted my left leg, and I'm 23. Which is not that old, but I didn't really stretch beforehand because I'm 23. I'm like, I don't freaking need to stretch. Yeah, no, you know, let's pick up basketball. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to stretch. And my back hamstring area, like, you know, on my left leg popped and I just crumpled in a heap. Right. And I was like, son of a bitch. I tore my hamstring. You know, I'm immediately thinking like, this is awful. This is the worst possible scenario. Turns out I probably just pulled it. I didn't go see a doctor or anything, but I could walk on it a little bit. It hurt like crazy, right? But the funny part of the story is I was at class later that day and I'd use the restroom. So I hobble my ass out of my seat and hobble my ass down to the restroom. And toilets are not symmetrically built for someone who is, you know, hurting on their hamstring.
Yeah.
And so you're like, the way the toilet seat works, it rests right on that part where I had pulled. So I sit down and I sat down not realizing that it was just gonna hurt that much. And it hurt. And I go, I let out like a, like right in the middle of the restroom. And there's a guy out there and he's washing his hands. I just hear the water stop. And he goes, hello? And I'm like, do I answer him? Like, what do I do? And I'm like, you know what? This is a one-time deal. Like, I didn't realize how bad it was going to hurt. So I'm just not going to answer him. So I wait a few seconds. I'm not even moving a muscle. And so the water turns back on and he starts washing his hands again. And so because the water turns back on, I'm like, okay, I can move a little bit. Like I can make some noise. So I shift and it hurts again. Like it hurts fucking like crazy. And I go, and the water shuts off real quick. And he's like,
he probably thinks you're a fucking ghost.
Yeah. He's like, hello. And I'm like, well, now it's just weird. Now if I say, oh, hey, man, what's up? Like, he's going to be like, what the hell is going on? So I kind of hear him walk towards me. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, is he going to fucking come over here? Like, what the hell? So he walks towards me, stops. I'm just motionless. Like, I have my left cheek is up off the toilet because it hurts when I put it down. And he just stops and it's quiet, you know. And he goes back and he starts blow drying his hands. And I'm like, I'm not moving until he's fucking out of this bathroom. Bad call. Because I'm in an upward position where my muscles and my left leg are being used. And all of a sudden, cramp. I just cramp the hell up. My entire leg goes tight. And I just go, and then I just hear, and he's gone. He's out of the restroom. Oh, so I don't know who that was, but if you're a listener, I apologize. It was one of those weird public restroom moments, you know? You just don't want to be in there. But that's my funny story of the week. Pulling my hamstring. What about you?
Honestly, I don't really have any funny stories to be, like, I mean, I've just been, like, going to work.
Yeah?
So it's just been kind of boring.
You work with one of our coworkers. What's her name? Senior Airman Williams?
Yeah.
Is she a senior airman?
Yeah.
Okay. And you guys are both on Prague tour right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they are essentially, how would you explain that to the listeners?
So we're, I mean, me and James are both reservists.
Yeah.
But right now we're on, I'm on active orders. Being that I just work like active duty does Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
And we've just been doing the mission. It's pretty chill.
Which?
Actually, for 2 weeks though, I started in 28th, but for 2 weeks I wasn't doing anything.
Really?
Yeah.
What were you like? What do you mean you weren't doing
anything? I was just chilling in my office.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah, so I got paid for...
Yeah, I get paid for...
2 weeks to do nothing.
Your taxpayer money at work, people. I mean, in all seriousness, so we can't talk a lot about what our job does.
Yeah.
It is on the high side, if
classified.
Yeah, it's all mostly classified.
It sounds cool to say that, but it's really not that
cool. It sounds a lot cooler than it actually is. It is cool. There are some cool stuff.
Yeah.
Especially with Sergeant Daniels taking us under his wing. Mm-hmm. Shout out, Sergeant Daniels. Go Pats. Fuck the Giants. but, yeah, it is not as sexy as you might see. I mean, we're kind of like James Bond, but not really.
We're nothing like James Bond.
Like, we're like James Bond's more attractive, but not as cool cousin. And so, you know, there are elements of that just, you know, fall over to us. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, MI6 shit, yeah. If you've ever seen Mission Impossible, that's kind of what our job entails. Okay.
All right, now you're pushing it.
Now we're pushing it. Now, for future podcasts, what should we tell the listeners?
I think we're going to try to be a little, we should try to be a little more consistent.
A little more consistent, yeah. Because I think it's been legitimately 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't go another 2 months.
We definitely can't.
Greg from New Jersey.
It's probably dead by now.
He's probably pissed at the very least.
He's probably killed himself.
He may have. How do you think he did it if he did?
the way Epstein did.
He did. Yo. All right, for the last few minutes of the podcast, let's get into this. So, Joe Rogan's been talking a lot about this.
Yeah, everyone's been talking about this shit.
But Joe Rogan specifically is actually, because Joe Rogan is such a credible source, and he has legitimate people on his podcast he's been talking about a lot. I actually commented on one of his videos the other day, because it was like the sixth Epstein video he's made in the last like week.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, if Joe keeps talking about this, like the Clintons are going to whack him. You know, like he's going to end up like Epstein. But dude, what is going on with this Epstein?
I think it's time for a little bit of a shift from like the elites. Like the elites can just do whatever the fuck they want to do.
It's so blatant.
Yeah.
Like it's so I forget his name, Peter Shrever. There is he runs a YouTube channel called, man, I am not remembering it off the top of my head. This is really bad. But essentially, he debunks conspiracy theories. Mm-hmm. He does not believe, he has never come across a conspiracy theory ever in the history of his life, in the history of mankind, that he has ever believed. Epstein, he said, there's no way to spin this. Like, the cameras die. Both cameras die.
Yeah. And then he hangs himself off his bunk bed that's like 7 feet high.
And then he breaks a bone in his leg from a fall. The brother...
And then fractures in his neck.
The brother actually hires the guy who ran the HBO series for the autopsy guy. He's like one of the world's best... And he said murder.
Yep.
He was like, murdered.
He's like, there's no way this was a suicide.
No way this was a suicide. And there hasn't been any outrage over it.
Yep.
That's the crazy thing. Like, no... This guy is rubbing elbows with people like Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, Republicans, Democrats, everything. Everyone. He receives a $70 million home from the president of Vanity Fair.
How did he become famous? Because of that, right? Because he was, like, doing shit?
Yeah, so a lot of people think he...
Not famous, but rich. He got rich because, like,
he ran a hedge fund.
Yeah.
Which is actually a brilliant way to run a scheme. Because, you know, money comes in, money goes out, but it's all under the idea of investment, right?
Isn't that kind of like laundering?
Yeah, it's kind of like laundering on a bigger scale.
Yeah.
But... The rumors I've heard is that he was a honeypot. His house was used as a honeypot by U.S. intelligence to get... Because there were a lot of foreign actors, high-level actors, who went into that house. And so the rumor that I've heard is that he did... There was the direct quote saying he belonged to intelligence. Whose intelligence? We don't know.
Yeah.
But the idea is that he was there to put... powerful people in compromising situations.
I don't think he was part of intelligence. They used him.
I think it's more like they used him.
Yeah.
They used him. Also, he was a pedophile. Yeah. Which is always fun. So.
Speaking of pedophiles, want to hear a joke?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I don't know if you told me this or if you've heard it before.
Okay, let's hear it.
But for the listeners, I guess.
For the listeners.
What do you call an IT teacher that touches his students?
Oh, I've heard this one. I don't remember what it is.
A PDF file.
That's going to be it. That's it. From the conversationalist. Do you have anything else to add, Brandon? We're sorry.
We're sorry that we were not releasing episodes. I mean...
We'll be more consistent. We are going to do our... And we still do want to do our one-offs as well. I think you wanted to tackle fitness as well as anything else that you were going to tackle in there.
Probably maybe just games and like other random shit.
Yeah. Fitness, rants, and games.
And
I'm probably going to tackle more of like the cinema movies. By the way, if you guys have not seen Jojo Rabbit, go see Jojo Rabbit.
It is
such a funny movie. We're going to watch the trailer right after this because I cannot believe you just asked me what is Jojo Rabbit. Such a good movie. Highly recommend it.
What I'm probably going to do is, like, Do you ever, like, talk to yourself while you're driving?
Yes. Yeah.
I probably just do that.
Yeah. So, for all the listeners who don't know, my girlfriend is going to school up in Dallas, and I'm in San Antonio. So, it's about a four-hour drive, and I will drive up there every weekend, every other weekend. Yeah. So, it's a long drive. You get a little crazy on those drives. Gets a little weird. Gets a little dangerous. It's a little sketchy, if you know what I mean. But, yeah, we are out.
I'm kind of surprised we were able to do like another 40 minutes.
Yeah, we can tackle 40 minutes easy on these episodes.
Yeah.
We can go longer too. We are going to start having people on as well at some point down the road.
Yeah, we definitely need to bring on Sergeant Daniels. He's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah, Sergeant Daniels, you guys love him. The listeners should love him. Again, you can email us at theconversationalistpodcasts@gmail.com with any questions, suggestions, anything like that. You can also hit us up on Instagram, J_A_pain.
And then mine is 3B_rad_T3.
Any suggestions, any ideas? If you hate us, let us know. If you love us, us know.
If you hate us, I mean, at least you're listening. So
yeah, at least you're listening. There you go. Thank you for listening. This has been The Conversationalist.
And this is Brandon.
And this is James.
Signing off.
Signing off.